You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Continuing with our discussions this week about how May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and every Thursday we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist.
All right, Janisa, so go ahead, take us through mental health.
Yeah, you know, when you hear the word health, what typically pops into your mind?
Like being able to lift things physically and movement.
Exercise, nutrition, that type of thing.
Yeah, you know, lack of illness, physical things. But according to the World Health Organization, health is defined as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. Mm-hmm. So not merely the absence of disease.
Interesting.
And we already know it's Mental Health Month. Yay!
Yeah!
So our mental health affects how we think, feel, and act. So it's very important. And to support our mental health, we need to take care of ourselves on a daily basis. And can you guys share some ways that you support your mental health?
I like to step outside for a little bit and just kind of take in the fresh air. It helps clear my mind, I've noticed.
Yeah, definitely the fresh air. I agree with Jenna on that one. And, you know, just taking like a couple of minutes, whether it's early in the morning with your coffee or, you know, just like taking a couple of minutes to yourself, or it's reading at night or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you know anyone that hugs trees when they go outside?
I don't, but I have a feeling I'm about to.
Yeah, I know a few. Meaning me.
Nice.
So you've already felt that ease of being outside, and, you know, taking time to be out in nature really benefits our mental health. And now that the weather is warmer, it's the perfect time to do so. Plus, getting some sunlight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I instantly feel like a better mood when I'm in the sun, definitely.
Yes, because we know sun exposure can improve our mood and reduce stress. But here's a fun fact. Did you know that having a gratitude practice can help improve mood and reduce depression?
I didn't know that. What's a gratitude practice?
Ah, so are you familiar with a gratitude jar?
No, is it like a swear jar?
Kind of. So you take a jar. You know, you can make it pretty. You add some cute bows on it, whatever you like. But the key is in placing a notepad and a pen next to it. And at the end of your day, you write down three things that you're grateful for. And once the jar is full, you can read them and see all the reasons to be thankful.
I love that.
That's a really good one. Yeah. I almost feel like we should
You can do this as a family.
Yeah. I was thinking with the kids, like, we should almost make like Kevin and Jenna grateful jars, like branded.
Yeah. Do one at the workplace, do one at home.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great idea. May is Mental Health Month, and we're talking on Thursdays. We talk health and wellness every Thursday with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. And there are certain ways that foods can help our mental health.
All right, Janisa, so go ahead, give us the breakdown.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked previously about how the difference between whole foods and processed foods. So let's remind everyone in case they missed it. So whole foods are those that are as close to their natural state as possible. So think like a fresh fruits and veggies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And processed foods have been changed, specifically ultra-processed foods. So remember the example we gave was fresh fruit versus gummy fruit. Completely different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's compare. Let's do a little quiz. Fresh fruits versus gummy fruits.
Ooh,
okay? I'm going to ask you guys some questions and you guys answer. Ready?
Okay.
Which one has vitamins and minerals?
Fresh fruit.
Yeah, fresh.
Yes, fresh fruits. Gummy fruit will have a few added vitamins, but not nearly as much as fresh.
Okay.
Which one has fiber?
Fiber helps you poop.
Yes.
All right, I'm going with the fresh fruit.
I think fresh too, yeah.
Yeah, I think pulp or that hard stuff in fruits and vegetables, so definitely the fruit. Mm. Which one has additives?
That's going to be gummies.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit gummy.
Yeah, gummies will have the additives. Which one has antioxidants? You might not know what they are.
I was going to say, that's a big word. gummy?
Fresh?
What do you say, Kevin?
I'm going to go the other way and say fresh.
Yeah.
So it's fresh.
Oh.
Yes. Antioxidants prevent and reduce damage that's caused by oxidation in the body. So this is very important. You're only going to find it in fresh fruits and veggies, okay? Mm. So the purpose of this is to recognize why our diet should come mostly from whole foods, because whole foods are going to be packed with nutrients. And did you know that the nutrients found in whole foods help with mental health?
Oh, that is good.
There we go.
Yeah. How convenient, right?
Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
It is.
You know, by including more whole foods into our diet, we are supporting both our physical and mental health. That's a win-win. Okay, so do you like salmon?
Yes.
I love salmon, yeah.
Do you like walnuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about chia seeds or flax seeds?
Are we making a recipe for like a good...
right, this sounds good. Chia seeds and flax seeds, I put in overnight oats. That's like the only thing I eat them in, though. I don't put them like on anything else.
Oh, good. Now, all of those are great sources of omega-3 fatty acids. Just giving you options, right?
Oh.
What about yogurt?
Yeah, yogurt's good. I like that.
Kombucha?
I am not a fan. I apologize.
I haven't had it that much. I don't even know if I've ever had it, to be honest. I should try it.
Yeah, you should try it.
Yeah, good opportunity to try it. How about sauerkraut?
Yes, cookout season.
Yeah.
Or in that time, yeah. All of them contain live microorganisms called probiotics. Hmm. And they help to improve mood and decrease depression. Isn't that mind-blowing?
That is really amazing.
Yeah, science. I love it.
So let's add more walks in nature, more gratitude, and more whole foods into our days. So pick one and just start. So as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today, because tomorrow is another day.
I love that. I have to figure out how to add more probiotics to my coffees.
Coffee.
Some chia seeds, some yogurt.
Oh no, the chia seeds are gonna blow up in that coffee.
We'll find something for Jenna's coffee that has probiotics. All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, guys.